Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, black and brown people in Minnesota are not getting proper sleep, and it's hurting their health. One reason is because smoke detectors with low batteries keep beeping around the clock, and that many people from Somalia believe the devices beep when they're working properly, or that it's the landlord's responsibility to fix them. Quick, we need a federally funded program to change low batteries. Chirp. Up next, why do so many gym-going people like fat women? But she's just as fit as them, though. Saying otherwise is absolute misogyny. But seriously, is it the I can fix her mentality? Or that her body doubles up as a portable squat rack? Maybe this guy is just her gay friend and they're going on TikTok for clicks. One thing's for sure though, you never see a super fit woman with a fat guy, unless it's a TV comedy sitcom. Number three, Golden Bachelor's Jerry Turner and his wife Teresa are splitting after only 3 months. If Grandpa Chad here can't have a successful marriage with a coyote, then what makes you think you'll have a successful marriage? Also, why would a man want to be with an old, annoying Western woman if a flight to Bangkok is only $800? Moving on, we have a woman putting gas into her Tesla. Which one of you is going to tell her the problem with that idea? She's barefoot at a gas station. I wonder which trailer park she came out of. But I was barely looking at the car and focused instead on that hiney. She doesn't need a big brain with a booty like that to be successful in life. If you think you've got a chance with her, you're wrong, as her boyfriend is probably the one taking the picture. Number five, didn't you ever wonder why every hotel has a chair facing the bed? So that maybe people could watch what was going on inside of it, with the guy's wife. It's a designated Democrat chair. Just make sure you put a towel from the bathroom there before sitting on it, because you don't know whose bare twig and berries have been sweating all over that place. With a picture like this, now you will understand. Up next, we nickname this couple the Swiftler. Or is she just Taylor Braun? What if this is the guy that broke her heart the most? Maybe they should start their very own Instagram accounts. Number seven, this 109-year-old woman named Jessie Gallen says that the key to living a long life is avoiding other people, specifically avoiding men and never getting married. I think that advice now applies to both men and women because relationships are stressful. People tend to be dumb and toxic and make irrational decisions. Moving on is a really big decision for women. Do they push the button that says 18-year-old women dating 30-year-old men is wrong? Or do they push the other button that says 18-year-old women selling their images to 30-year-old men on Lonely Fools is empowering? Decisions, decisions. Talk about women painting themselves into a corner with this contradiction. Some women will say that the age gap is too wide, but then go out and find a sugar daddy that's 15 years older than them. Number 9, a woman divorced her husband because he cheated on her. They were both swingers, and they would often play together. But why would Buddy ruin a good thing by breaking the rules? It's like your wife lets you buy a convertible and you take the top off and go into a snowstorm. She was probably worried that he broke his emotional leash to her and that she couldn't control him anymore. That's why she ended things, because she lost control. Up next is a woman that was caught undressed in a car with a teenage guy, which is probably feminist speak for grape. Then again, she was probably helping him with his math homework by figuring how many angles it takes to solve her Pythagorean theorem. I'm surprised there haven't been any male vigilantes out there posing as young guys trying to blackmail or have teachers like this arrested. Number 11, if she makes you wait but gets smashed by Chad in the Waffle House parking lot on the first date, then you need to leave her lickety-split, because she's probably licking someone else's schwing-schwing. Remember, if she makes you wait, she's not a good girl. She's just not that into you. They have closed rules for betas and open arms and legs for alphas. But seriously, just the first date with this guy. She'll actually give it up to him on the first meeting without even knowing his name. Moving on, here's a fat woman saying that people that say they'll never date a fat person is not a preference, but is actually fat phobic. Meanwhile, this is the same woman that'll turn around and tell you no men under 6 feet tall, and that she has the right to have her preferences. Here's another one that hates men dating legal 18-year-olds, saying that they say they hate kids, but then they like them that age. I'll bet you anything she's a single mother with kids and is trying to shame men away from their preference for youthful women. Number 13, mother quokkas throw their babies at the predators to survive, and they're laughing all about it. How could something so cute be so evil? Those are the last words from every husband before their wives serve them divorce papers. Look how wonderful a mother's love is. I still think that most men would be better off getting one of these as a pet instead of getting married. Up next, the US Bank Stadium plans to go vegan and replace all meat with plant-based meat. All cheese and dairy products will be replaced with canola oil. Imagine paying $54 for a vegan burger. I think people will be smuggling steaks in to see the big game. Vegan Vikings, they don't sound particularly threatening now, do they? It's probably better if we just end up calling it Soy Stadium. Luckily, this came from a satire site, but I wouldn't be surprised if some team tried doing this one day. Number 15, someone says that the woman on the left is beautiful, but the woman on the right is also beautiful. Maybe if you're a blind man. But they say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. My eyes are strong enough to behold the picture on the left, but falter under the sheer weight of the picture on the right. If both of them are beautiful, then neither are beautiful. Tell the one on the right that she's as beautiful as Lizzo. Moving on, speaking of beauty, a woman started crying because an ugly dude asked her out, and thought that he had a chance with her. She thinks that just because an unattractive guy asks her out, means that she too is unattractive. Women are blind to beauty, even their own, and they can only compare their appearance based on how attractive the men are that ask them out. This is why women try to keep the creepy men away from themselves, because it makes them feel ugly and they think that they actually are. Number 17, the population of Greece is crashing as the old people check out and the fertility rates hit record lows. This is happening everywhere in the world. Look at this graphic. There are more and more old people and less children being born. That's not good for the social welfare state, and it's happening everywhere in the world. Women will start having kids again once the welfare money starts to run out for their old age. Up next is Brigitte Nielsen enjoying motherhood at the age of 54, after her 4 sons told her that she was too old to have a 5th child. She probably froze her embryo. You just know that this is going to be common in the future, with women in their 60s and 70s having their own biological children, using surrogates or artificial wombs. Some embryos have been stored for up to 30 years. Apparently, they can be stored indefinitely. Many first-time mothers will end up being the age of grandmothers. Number 19, Katie here is preggers with her 2nd kid, and is a single mother with no dads in sight. She went to jail for assaulting her ex and has a tattoo of his name. So many red flags, and yet she's still taking stepdad applications. I didn't even have to read the story. All I had to do was see the ring on her nose, and it was the only red flag that I needed. She's still going to find a boyfriend, though. That's how messed up things are these days. Moving on, we have an upset woman because someone photoshopped a cone on top of her head to make her look like she's more like a melting ice cream cone that's fallen to the floor. Unless someone told me that that was a person, I wouldn't have believed it. She kind of reminds me of used bubblegum or something. She also sort of looks like the food paste from Fallout 4. Number 21 is Freya, and she says that women can't compete with AI girlfriends. Looks like women are afraid of being disrupted by AI. This will be one of the biggest advancements for mankind, and one of the biggest detriments to womankind, as all their attention leaves. Wait until Loverbots come out, then it'll really be over, and they'll know it. I predict that because of that, gynocentric governments will turn off the bots because your social credit score drops because you won't give any real women your attention and pension no more. Up next, someone needs to explain how the most recent wave of feminism has impacted women in the last 10 years. Actually, no one needs to. The antidepressant use from white American women just keeps going up and up. This is only in 2014. I'm sure it's gone way the hell up since then. It's pretty clear that our society has been on the wrong horse, wasting huge resources on women, only for them to be mentally ill. I wonder when the number of single mothers will start to worry the state. Number 23, how did I ever miss this story from a few years back? Where based Russia wanted to label the furries an extremist movement. I don't think that's going to happen, though. It'll probably just get pushed underground as people will shame you if you dress up as a doggy. alphabet people in Russia obviously exist, but they just have to go underground like they do in much of Eastern Europe. Orthodox civilizations don't put up with this sort of nonsense. Moving on, if you wonder why Joe Biden wants to raise capital gains taxes to 40%, then this should give you a clue. Between the two proxy wars and high interest in the national debt, the government will impoverish its own citizens through inflation. If you try and escape inflation by buying assets, then he'll bring up the capital gains rate, where the average person won't be able to protect themselves from the debasement of the currency. The only way to beat inflation now is through Bitcoin, if that tax law goes through, or by leaving the country to one where the taxes are lower. Number 25 in the last one, Lizzo said she was retiring from music because of trolls and fatphobic people. Ken then says he's pretty sure it probably has something to do with the sexual allegations against her. Then she yells at him to stop body shaming her in a nonsensical way. She reminds me of a melted candle. Lizzo has a hard time closing her mouth everywhere except the buffet, it seems. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making more of it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.